The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh, 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 oh,
it's completely inappropriate.
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got it in a tonga, I'm not the fate to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational thing.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for November 9th, 2010. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the tailor of all fine armors, the baker of fine cookies, the reason we have a matured army this morning at the top of the show, Uncle Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How are we doing today, Uncle?
Pretty good.
All right. Hey, if you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel that's up and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's guk.ogr, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Oakland's videos, much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. Yes. And tonight I have jelly beans.
I can hear it.
I do. Ha ha ha. Jelly beans.
Better jelly beans than chocolate.
Yes. Tonight. Yes, we will touch on the chocolate situation in a few moments. Tonight, I am personally broadcasting live from the Festival of Discord, which is happening right now at the Common Lands on the Antonia Vale server. I'm not sure where everyone is, though. They said they're southwest of the crossroads today, so I am at the crossroads and I'm going to travel southwest. I'm not seeing anyone. Although I do have it on good authority, because I was just there, that the Intrigue Tavern is having a open air night at the in the Common Lands, in the arena that was graciously set up by the dev team. It's in between, it's pretty much right in the middle of the road between the Freeport Gate and the Common Lands. So that's where that's happening. Oh, I see the festival. Here we are. Let's see, this would be... find a marker here. But yeah, if you take the southwest road from the southwest road from the crossroads, that's where they are tonight. And I am in a inconspicuous costume. So my enemies do not recognize me. Of course, I am a fae and I look exactly like Jethel, except I have wings. And I'm much smaller.
Are you serious?
I made him look exactly like Jethel, except he has wings. Okay, now let's go ahead and touch on that chocolate information that that you dug up today.
God, I know, isn't it terrible?
Yes. The news is we are running out of chocolate. We are consuming more chocolate than is being grown. Chocolate is grown, by the way, people. And of course, one of the interesting byproducts of chocolate is cocaine.
That's from the leaves, huh?
I know. But it still comes from the same plant. But anyway. Yeah, apparently we are actually eating more than we are producing. And they're talking about, what, 20 years, they said?
We're probably 20 years and we'll have a chocolate shortage. Chocolate will cost so much that the average person can't afford it.
That's sad. That is very sad. Yeah, they're, what were they saying? The chocolate is going to be like caviar. Only the rich elite will be able to afford it on a regular basis.
Yep.
That's okay, because caviar sucks shit. So it's fish eggs.
Yeah.
Get a fish, get its eggs. You got caviar. Yeah. There you are.
No.
I know. It's more complex than that.
Different types. I mean, you can't eat any of them. All of them. I mean, there's just some that are just better than the others.
Ugh. Or something like that. I don't care about caviar anyway, so no. Rich people, if you want to eat caviar, I say go for it.
Well, we're not talking about caviar. We're talking about chocolate.
Now we're talking about chocolate, damn it. All you people with some kind of sexual chocolate fetish being spread on your body, stop it! Think of the children and their lack of chocolate in 20 years.
So what do? Stop eating chocolate or start hoarding chocolate bars?
Well, you see, if you hoard, then you add to the problem, because chocolate does have a lifespan. Once it turns white and brittle, it's pretty much done. You can't really eat it. So hoarding it is going to make them produce more, which is going to make us run out faster. And then all the chocolate that you're hoarding isn't going to last.
Well, what happens if we freeze it?
You can't really freeze chocolate for a long period of time, because the same thing. The cold will dry it out.
There has to be something we can do.
Yes, we can pay people to stop planting poppy seeds and doing opiates and have them raise, you know, have them grow cocoa beans. That's what I say. I love jelly beans. There is no shortage on jelly beans, by the way, folks.
There could be.
There's still $1 per metric ton.
There could be a shortage. We could make one happen. We'll throw them off the chocolate track.
This is too funny. I'm just standing in front of the mask, waving, going, hi, enjoying the festival? And then I emote, Jethel is totally in disguise.
Oh, God. Mask will eat you.
No, he won't. Fine, fine. Let him eat me. Then I'll gut him from the inside out. My favorite Ratonga is here.
Who's that?
Schnibbles.
Snibbles is your favorite Ratonga?
Schnibbles is the Schnitznit. Schnibbles is awesome. You know, I frequent the Raven Mythic channel.
Yes.
Schnibbles always makes an entrance. Most of the time is doing a cartwheel and then doing a somersault, landing on her seat going, yes! Schnibbles is awesome. And people in the channel are getting ready to raid your chocolate stash. So there. I need to do something to mask her just before I leave from the... That, of course, is my super wedgie attack. And then I run away. Do 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 do. Jethel the Fae running about, causing mischief. And I got this way from a nice little quest. Nice little quest from the Plane of Sky. Which is, shoot, what the heck was the name of that quest? Let's see here. In Search of Somebody. I know I will look up the...
Well, isn't it in a whole quest? There's a whole quest line?
Yeah, it's Clarissa something or other. So I will look up Clarissa.
Until you mentioned it, I had forgotten all about that quest line. I made a sort of a mental note going, wow, I need to get up to Sky and check those out. And then I totally forgot about it.
Now, I did two quest lines from Plane of Sky. Pardon me. I did two quest lines from Plane of Sky.
And where these quest lines come from? I mean, they're new.
I'm not
sort
sure.
Of.
Yeah, they're either new or I just never saw them before.
Game update, was it 55?
Wow, that was some time ago, but I guess, you know, I just don't go to the Plane of Sky often. Okay, the quest line is called To Catch the Sky.
Yes.
To Catch the Sky. And I will link the item that you get from it. It's actually at 90, it was so simple it wasn't funny. So let me link that. Now you can either get a Fey illusion or an Arisai illusion, and also you also get quite a few house items along the way. The two quests that me, Urson, and Tularu did in the last couple days got, I would say, most of the items that you can buy at the faction merchant up at the crash site in Plane of Sky.
Yeah.
You get most of those for free.
Okay.
And an entire set of armor, which is comparable to the tier 2 shard armor.
I can't understand that one. How could it be comparable? Because you're talking totally different levels.
Doesn't matter. It's good. It's just newer out than the shard stuff. And I'm sorry. It's just some of those pieces I was looking at. It's like. Mitigation is much better, but the stats weren't quite there, so I kept the stuff that I had on. So let's see. So there was, so that was, come on, load up, damn it. To Catch the Sky gives you those. Let me see if I can get a list of the rewards. Yeah, there are 4 awards.
Now, eventually in this quest line, you get something really cool. Right?
Not the to Catch the Sky. We're talking about the other one. I gotta find out the name of it. So one sec here.
Well, I thought there was a bunch of them up there at all the,
Oh, there was a crap load new quests. You know, people with, feathers above their heads, they're everywhere now. I don't know when exactly they added them, but there's a lot of quests up there that I haven't done yet.
I understand, Game Update 55, that's what it said on the link that you linked to me from
okay.
Zam.
All right. Then it was a few months ago. And there were a few people up there, not a lot, but a few people up there doing the same quest that we were on. I'm just trying to figure out the name of the quest that gave us the armor.
Well, according to Zam, what I read, you get armor all along the way. It's class armor.
Yep, you get 7 pieces of armor. Which is an entire set. But I'm trying to think of the name. You didn't happen to save that, did you? Yeah, I linked it to you at work, so no. Damn. Urson! What was the name of that friggin' quest? good in that journal. I shouldn't have that much for Planet Sky. Let's see. Quests completed. I know it started in Tenebris Tangle.
Well, each one of the zones up there have more new quests I saw. And eventually it leads you to a cloud mount.
Yes. I'm just trying to get the name of it. Cogs on the Drugs was one of the quests that I did. So it was called the Cloud Mount series. Duh! And that came up in February, so that's been there for a while.
Yeah, but they've just recently added house items to the quests.
Mm-hmm.
With this last game update. That's why I was wondering why they said, well, if you've done these quests, you can buy the house items for them. And I'm going, huh? So I went up and looked and went, well, my faction isn't good enough. I must have not have did these. And
yeah, all the...
been on my merry way.
Yeah, all the items you can get from the Cloud Mount quest series can be bought at the faction merchant. But you get them for free by doing the quest. Unless, of course, you already did the quest. Then you're kind of screwed. Oh well. But you want to go see Mildron Cogsworth the Fourth at the temple grounds, and he starts the quest. And he's like right at the waterfall. You know that waterfall you jump down to get to other quest people?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right there at the waterfall. At the top of the waterfall, that is. So yeah. It's a good quest line. We did it in just a few hours at level... Oh, actually, we mentored down to, like, 67. Because Urson's alt was 67. But we did most of it, I'd say, unmentored. So we're at 90. Because, well, at one point, the quest jumps to 70, and, well, he was getting an ass kicked. So we really didn't have much of a choice in the matter. It's, you know, wait for him to level or continue. So we just continued. But it was a good quest line. Excellent, excellent rewards. I got I'd say throughout, you know, those two quests there, I got like a dozen new house items. So good deal there. So it's the Cloud Mount series. And Catch the Sky, was it? Yeah, To Catch the Sky. So that was good. What else do I have in my notes here? Well, we had a number of people check out my article this afternoon called Just the PAX.
Just the PAX, ma'am.
And, I have a little article up on Kithacore.org about the visible pack items, they're actual working backpacks that you can right-click on and tell the system to use it as your back appearance slot. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 visible packs at this time, 3 of which can't be readily gotten. The two Frostfell backpacks and the Brewmaster backpack has to be done during their respective holiday seasons.
If you have... what do you mean the brew? You could do the brew backpack. Well, it just takes...
Well, if you have the items to do it...
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You know, the items to make it are not readily available... Unless it's that time of year.
Okay. Unless you've got it saved up.
Right, unless you haven't saved up and you got a friend that hasn't saved up. But the Adventurer's Backpack, the Halloween pack, and the brand new Second Breakfast Backpack is available on the marketplace. I'm going to link that Second Breakfast Backpack. I think it's pretty cool. I think halflings are really going to enjoy it. There we go, the Second Breakfast Backpack. I think it's pretty cool looking. got a loaf of bread and some sausage and a kettle and a looks like a steam pot. Looks like there's a cleaver on the back there. But the best thing is the sausages. I got a tell from Spiders from the Luke and Delaire server just before we went on the air. And he says the sausages actually wiggle and bounce as you're running along.
That's cute.
So that's pretty cool. I do have a note for any of the developers who happen to be listening, and I know some of them do. You go to Marketplace, to / Marketplace, and look at the bags. Now you can see the second breakfast backpack there, but you can't inspect it. I mean, yes, you can click on it and hit description, but I mean, you can't bring up the dressing room for it.
It won't show in the dressing room?
I think it has to do with the overlay they put on it that says new, that they will remove at some point. I think that's blocking it.
Hmm.
Because, you know, new or on sale, you know, those items, you can't do, you can't right-click and inspect.
Really?
So I think that overlay is causing a problem.
But isn't that would be kind of, defeatist? I mean,
well, that's why
don't you want to see what something looks like before you buy it?
I don't think they know, hon. Oh. That's why I'm mentioning it. Because I know Domino listens to us every week. Maybe she can mention to whoever is handling that interface that that little overlay there is causing a problem. Alright, so let's see what else we have on this chair. I forwarded Matt my hard drive on Friday.
Oh boy, and you lost everything.
I completely forgot to back up my directory that had all my show files. Little skits. All the raw files for the skits. Like, there is one little sound effect that is beloved by the fans that, I'm sorry, it's gone forever. I can't find it. And that's Doofu's belch. It's gone. I can't find it. I'm not sure where I got it from. Yeah. Not sure where I got it from, and I've been looking all over the place. I can find, you know, belching sound effects left and right, but I just can't find the same one I was using. But luckily, all these skits and interviews and stuff like that were on kitthecore.org, so I was able to re-download those. All of the shows, with the exception of last week's show with Torin from the Moon Shadows, was already up on the servers. Unfortunately, forgot to back up last week's show, so that's lost. Nice. Imacek from the Maiden's Fancy just came up, and he likes wearing his dragon illusion. Dragon or wavern, whatever the heck this thing is.
Yeah.
And I'm here as, you know, a little fae. He sneaks up behind me and goes, boo! And I turn around and
ah!
And he's like, now who's making someone wet themselves? So that belch is gone forever. I did find, I think, a suitable replacement. Also, the pouring of the ale for the beginning of the Ask a Drunken Dwarf skit. I found a suitable replacement, but not the same thing. But we'll come to, we will grow to love it as we did the originals. That's what I have to say about that. And of course, the intro, and at the end of the show, people will hear the ending shtick. I had to redo all of those, but I think they're fine. So let's see. So that was fun. But on the plus side, my computer's running like a charm. nice and quick now. I'm not sure what I had clogging it up. I had, you know, several hundred registry errors that just wouldn't fix. So, oh well. Next on my list, Elquin Jenna's new house.
How's the house coming?
How's the house coming?
I'm still doing the library. Still working on the friggin' library. I was gonna have you come by and see what you think about what I'm doing, and see if you like it.
Yeah, I can shoot off.
Unless he looks totally stupid, and then I'm going to get a second opinion.
All right, let's see here.
I'm trying to be creative.
You're there now?
Yeah. I made two stories. I took the big round. Well, you guys will see them eventually. I took the big round. The room that's more got a round center to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm turning this into my library. I made two stories to it because it's fairly big room, very tall. And so I made a second story to it. And I'm taking all my lore and legend books, and I'm lining the second story. Instead of having a railing, I have the books.
Oh, alright.
And I'm going to take all the lore and legend weapons and place with the books.
Here
on a big display. There's only one book I'm going to have a problem with because it's flat, but I'll fix that. I'll have a bench or something to put it on, but that's where it goes.
Oh, we can always...
And I'm missing one. Oops, I got to make a spot. I forgot. Know your gnomes.
All these books you have lining up here are all lore and legend?
Yes.
That one's different. It doesn't look bad.
Does it look stupid?
I wouldn't say stupid. It looks different. I like the way you have the downstairs divided off.
Well, the back part's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to get a bench up here because I got to make room for one more book up here. Okay, now I got room for the one book and the other one. Okay, because I'm missing one lore and legend. Believe it or not. Oh, you look like a fae. Get back up here.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm done. It's going to have all the weapons. Like this here, like I started.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you think that's going to look dorky? I mean, what does it look like when you first come in and look up?
I didn't look up.
Now, let's see. Yeah, I made a ramp that goes up to the side. I don't think it'll look bad.
You can't really see him.
Oh, come back here. Yeah, quit moving around. I'm gonna nail you to the floor. Yeah, you do look like Jethel. Yep. Wings.
just a fae.
That's cute. But I figured, you know, because upstairs I'm going to also put my heritage quest items and some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be more like the awards and shit up here.
Yeah.
But down here in the very back, I've got all my races, gnomes and halflings and trolls and stuff and books that relate to their race. The very last one over here is like specialty books.
Is your house open for the public? People can come by and
oh yeah. Like all my Welcome to Kelothan and stuff books and
which side are we on? Freeport or Kinos?
I'm on the Freeport side. You'll have to go to South Freeport.
Okay, so this is the Mistmore Crag Manor.
Yeah.
On the Freeport side, if you can get there, Elquin Jenna has her door open. If you want to come by and give her your opinion on how she's laying out the books, go right ahead. You know, if you're a notable house designer, say Never See, if you want to come by and give her your opinion.
Tips. And then down here on the main floor, the books on the left and the right will end up holding all the other books I have for locations. like books for Freeport, or not Freeport, but for like Feerot and Zek. And
I'm telling you, folks, she spent all of yesterday making a spreadsheet trying to figure out how to arrange these books. So I can't wait to see it when it's done. The library.
I have all the category books put together, but then I have a breakdown of zone books.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, books that I got from a zone that have to that pertain to that zone, more or less. So I'm just leaving them together, and then I'll have some magic mouths I'm going to put around to, you know, to easily identify the areas. I'll probably have a master book up here that has a breakdown of where things are at.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
I'll probably have a book upstairs.
You know, one of the things that I mentioned
to mark off the lore and legend books, so I can look at that and then, you know, open it up and let's say I want to know let's say I want to know about Draugnas, which that happens to be the Book of Scales. So I can just go around the ramp up, the upper part up there and find the Book of Scales. I have them not in alphabetical order. I have them in mob order. So the first book way up there is on Avex, then Vixies and Borphines, then Brownies and Bugbears and Burneyes and Centaurs and so on and so on.
Right.
So on. It's either that or I could rearrange it the other way, but I...
Oh, God, hon. Once you get it set up, just leave it.
No.
I'm still debating whether or not I want to move into this place.
Well, you broke me out, and I really like getting out into the Loping Plain area.
Mm-hmm. And I will mention right now, if you have a Kragmed or will be getting one in the next week or so, or whenever your 7 year comes up, you can go to Kethkor.org, go to the EQ2 related section on the menu. And I have a little thing there, breaking out of in-game housing. And I do have up right now the house layout file for the Crag Mismore Estate. All you need is two teleport pads, set down in the house, and then you load this this file by, you know, you open up your house thing by going /house, click the button for load. Load layout. Select the Mistmore Crag Breakout. I guess I have it called Mistmore Breakout. And it'll put one teleport pad on the balcony and another one on the ground below. So there you go, there's your breakout. And I actually plan on doing a series of these. Every house that can be broken out of, I'm going to put the breakout layouts for. And I did check with Brass, with SOE, and she said that it does not break any agreements with Sony, so I'm free to do it. So there we go.
And you get a lot of land out there. I haven't marked the soft spots in the ground. You can see the ground out there, but some spots it's soft and you will fall through, so I need to mark those off. But there's a large chunk of land out there. You can run forever before you run down. I have a climbable wall.
Two of them.
It's a little tricky. Well, it's a little tricky getting up the first one, but then the rest, there's two more after that that lead up to a little ledge with a door that you cannot open, so I'll have to put something up there. But you can do it. Mm-hmm. The whole beach. I have the whole beach down there.
Yep.
The little platforms where the
goblins usually
stand are solid. You can't go swimming in the ocean, but you can wade out quite a distance before you fall off.
Yeah, the ocean slopes down and then hits a flat.
Yeah, as long as you don't hit to the flat part, you're fine.
Yeah, the flat part isn't solid. You go, then you end up at the entrance.
So I'm going to plan on a graveyard out there. I'm going to corral off an area for animals, all the mounts. I'm not going to make a big corral, just sort of a... this is where they're at.
Vendez has said that the Hollis one, if you break out, the ocean is swimmable.
Yeah, but...
So that's something.
I like climbing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not saying move. I'm just making a note. So that's kind of cool.
So, yeah, I've got plenty of room in here to spread out all my crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I have lots of crap.
That you do.
But, yeah, if you want to come by and give me an opinion on how I got my library laid out so far and what you think of what I'm doing with the L&L books, let me know. I may yank all the books down and redo it and go by alphabetical order of the name of the book because I have a breakdown of what creature they are.
Right.
And if I'm going to have a like an index book up there, I might as well have an alphabetical order.
May as well. You're not going to list all those books in the book, are you? You just got to say, hey, if you're looking for this category, it's over here. Because you'll never fit all those books in titles in one book.
Well, as far as the L&Ls, yes.
No, maybe just the L&Ls.
That's going to have that own book.
Okay, so yeah, if you want to come by, Freeport side, Craig Missmore Manor under El Quinjana, come on by and take a look at what she's doing with the library. If you want to just see what she's doing, or hell, even just check out the outdoors, the broken out area, come on by. If you want to see Jethro's cute little fey butt, come on by. I'm here. little fey butt?
I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this one area of the stairs and everything. I'll figure out something. But I figure the other side's going to be my bedroom and stuff. The one that looks like the entrance to the Mistmore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the area that's off from my library, I'm going to make into a nice living room bar area.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a bathroom, it's going to be off of my bedroom.
Bathroom.
And that one room up there, I'm not sure I'm going to do with it yet. Maybe make it into a guest room. I don't know.
The one up here?
Yeah.
It's like the only normal room in the whole house.
Yeah, and I figure I might make it into a guest room or something. I don't know.
The only part of the house that isn't round or have some kind of weird shape to it, it's the only normal room to the house. And that's the only one you don't know what you're going to do with. I think that's funny.
But, the library is going to be for the books and all the other little treasures that I've collected over the years. Because there's plenty of room in here for the books and all the knickknacks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, Neversea is listening. Neversea, come on by, take a look.
Neversea wants me to build him a shrine. A shrine to him.
A shrine to Neversea.
I don't know.
Never see how to come by and see the tiling work on this black marble here in the center? That I did myself. Not a seam in it. Not a seam. It's perfect. I rule.
Yeah, I wanted the black marble tile in the center to match, to complement my dividers. You know, that's really darker than the dividers.
Yes, it is. Yeah, the dividers are kind of a charcoal gray. And then they have the light marbling to it.
I almost wish the tiles were like that.
I don't know. If you, I'm looking at it from a different angle here, where the lighting's a little different, and they are similar. I think it's because the floor tiles have a larger texture to them, and on the dividers, you know, everything's all compact. I don't know. What the hell do I know? I don't know. All I know is jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
I love jelly beans. If you'd like to send Jethro Silverwing a Christmas gift, send him a bag of jelly beans.
Oh, don't listen to him. You would live off of jelly beans if you were allowed to.
I ended up having to stop buying the 4-pound jar of jelly beans. That's why it hasn't. That's why it hasn't been on the ending shtick in a while.
That's a lot of jelly beans.
And I used to go through it like one of those damn things a week.
That's a lot of jelly beans, hon.
But I love jelly beans.
I know, but...
And you love pancakes with peanut butter.
Yeah, but I don't have them every day.
You would if you could?
No.
Yes, you would.
No, sorry.
You know what snack we found really interesting lately? Dipping potato chips in peanut butter.
You started that.
Well, I started it because I hadn't eaten that day and I was so hungry I was shaking. I needed the protein. What's left in my notes here? Let's see here. Oh, yes, we have birthdays I completely forgot about. We have two birthdays coming up this week. Alusha from the Antonia Mail server. Her birthday was actually last week, but I missed it. So happy belated birthday, Alusha. And coming up in a couple of days, Lux, the co-host of the Ravecast, online gaming radio. Oh, yeah, I do have the birth controls, all right. And I'm being told top secret information, tomorrow is the birthday of Xanadai! It's top secret information, and if the source of this information was revealed, he would get a whipping.
Too late, I think you've already blown it.
He would get a whipping like no other, because... But I'm not going to reveal that information because I value my sources. Oh, sorry about that. So we have those birthdays right there, and congratulations. You're going to birthday troll!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday, you guys. Congratulations for living another year. Alrighty. I did check. Abe Vigoda is still alive.
This is good to know.
Mm-hmm. And I did not see any notable deaths. Well, plenty of deaths last week, of course, but nothing real notable. Come on, guys. You gotta try harder. I'm just kidding. Ah, Neversea is here. Shirtless, I wonder what he was doing before he came in here. Hey, wait a minute, he's going to be shirtless alone with you? Wait a minute. What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, he's in your library now. I'm not sure where you are.
I'm upstairs moving stuff around.
Okay, she's up the ramp.
I'm going between the computer to screens and looking up stuff because I don't remember exactly what weapon went with what L&I.
Gotcha.
Or L&I.
L&L.
L&L.
Mm-hmm, that's fine. Okay, what other notes do I have here? We have a new addition to the family, and we lost someone in the family. Elkin Jenna's little beta fish, Finn Diesel. That's right, I said Finn Diesel. Passed away today.
He was old.
He was
lived
old.
Lived a very good life.
How long did he have him? Almost 2 years?
I would say he was a three-year-old fish.
3 years, yeah. For a beta, that's a long time. You were dumbstruck. You were grieving. You were unconsolable. So what did you do? You went out and replaced him right away.
Yes, we have a new beta.
We have a new beta, and you want to have a contest for people to name him?
Yeah, give me ideas. We'll post a picture of him, and
okay,
and we'll run a little contest of name that beta.
Name that fish. Oh, can I submit my thought? We're naming a fish. Let's name him Vigoda.
No!
Remember, Abe Vigoda played a guy named Fish. I say Vagoda. Okay. So, either later tonight or tomorrow, something like that, we're going to go ahead and post a picture of the new fish, the new betta fish, up on kithacore.org, and you guys can reply to the post with what you recommend for names. And what are we going to do? We're going to put it to a vote, or are you just going to choose the best name?
I'll just choose the best name, and I do not want to see who put them in.
You kind of have to.
Well, then you'll have to give them to me.
Okay. That means you can't look at the post, then.
That's fine.
I'm not going to set up the site to do anonymous commenting.
No, that's fine.
Because that leads to a whole lot of spammers from Russia.
Nope, you will just provide me with a list of names, and I will pick one out.
I can do that. And if anyone thinks I'm being anti-Russian or anything like that by my comment about Russian spammers, let me tell you something. KidTheCorn.org has a really good anti-spamming system set up for the comment areas, and I'd say I get about 12 notifications a day that we're getting spammed, but they're all caught in the spam filter. So I go check out the spam filter, and they're all from Russia. So I'm not being anti-Russian, I'm just saying all of our spam's coming from Russia. Okay. We'll put that up next week. We also have a, I guess you would call it a chain story. You know, those kind of stories where one person starts, the next person in line takes up the next sentence, and then the next person, then the next person. You know, those kind of stories. We've had one going on kithacore.org for a week now. And we do have quite a story going, but I don't think we're ready to end it just yet. Or maybe I will. Maybe I'll go ahead and...
I haven't read it in a while.
Should I read it? I'll tell you what, I'll read it, and then if you guys want to go ahead, go to kithacore.org, click the link for the roleplay chain game. You guys can add to it, and if we get any more additions to it, I'll read it again next week. But here comes the story. I start the story, and then people continue on. Once upon a time, there was a little bear named Thumper, next, whose right leg was bigger than his others, next. Thumper was a very curious bear with a very large appetite. His favorite food was honey, but unfortunately he wasn't very good at climbing trees because of his deformed leg. Thumper was sniffing his way through the forest to appease his hungry belly with his favorite food ever when he saw a pixie. Then the pixie was Trixie. And she had a special gift for our good little Thumper. She reached into her packs and pulled out a honey-covered, node-stealing gnome. Oh boy. Who was quite unhappy to be covered with honey and stuffed into the pack of a pixie, being it was three times too small for him to be in. The gnome decided that once he had gotten out of the bear honey situation, he would take his ill-gotten harvest and work on a reshrinkification in case of future pixie encounters. But he wasn't a very good tinkerer. The shame of his clan. He had other dreams. All his life he wanted to be a lumberjack. And all the gnome ladies thought he was so rugged. He certainly thought himself rugged enough to escape the pixie, but not so sure about the bear, so he grabbed hold of the pixie and rubbed his honey-covered body all over her. The pixie didn't like that, not one bit. So she worked her pixie magic and turned the gnome into a honey-covered teddy bear, which the bear could love like a brother, yet also lick him clean to appease his appetite. The bear took the helpless gnome-turned-honey-covered teddy bear and stuffed the strange little being and snuffed the strange little being and grinned from ear to ear. Then the bear began to suffer from an upset stomach. It appears that gnomes exude a substance from their pores which turns their honey rancid. The poor bear clutched his stomach tightly, forgetting the gnome turned honey-covered teddy bear was still in his arms. And that's where the story ends right now, and you can pick it off there, kithacore.org, and you'll see a link on the list there for the role-play chain game. You can go ahead and add your comments. And if we have any more of the continuation of the story, I'll read it next week. Sound good?
I think so.
All right. That's pretty much all the notes I have for this week. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to take a music break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more and perhaps even do some live singing. That's right. I figured out how to share my music files, so now I can load them on my second computer and I can sing live. We might do that later. But I think it's time for a music break. So we're going to take 15. We'll be right back. And we have returned. We have returned, haven't we?
Have we?
I think so. Probably. Maybe. I think we're here. Okay, so what else we have to talk about this week?
About all my bloody books.
That's a subject that could last a week and a half.
I want to promote the Book Goddess's website.
Alrighty. Go ahead.
I'm not quite sure how to say this, but I'll just put it in the channel and then you could say it. Can't even remember how to say her name.
I have no idea.
I know her name is on here somewhere.
Okay. Well, just go ahead and tell everyone what the URL is.
Okay. How do you say AURELIS?
Not a clue.
Well, anyway, that is her website.
BiblioNorath.com. And type her name.
Hang on.
If you just spell it out for me, I'm not going to get it if I see it.
She is the Book Goddess of Norath.
Aurelis?
All hail the Book Goddess.
Looks like Aurelis. Aurelis.
She has an excellent, excellent site. You can take the house file and upload it there to an account that you create. And what it will do, it will match up what she's got. So you can have a listing of all the books you have and look at all the books you need. Now, this is what's fascinating about her site, and I never knew this. You know, I knew that long ago they had books that counted as a house item,
mm-hmm.
but then they changed it, and either the ones that were coming out were marked as no count house item, and then you could go buy new ones that would replace what you had. Okay,
right.
So I knew that there was the original one that counted and then the other one that didn't. Two versions of the same book.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have two different numbers. She has them all listed. Plus another one. I mean, some books have like three different variants.
Nice.
So, yeah, which I absolutely love, because I'm going through going, wow, you know, I've got a lot of these that you cannot get in game anymore. Which is interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
But at the same time, I'm looking at this list going, it's still saying I need all these extra books, but I really don't want all the variants. So I almost kind of wish there was some way you could just sort of say, okay, I really don't want this. You know, I don't want to look at this in my needs section anymore.
Well, it's not even a matter of not wanting them. You can't get them.
Some of them, they're still available in game.
Hmm.
They're just a different variant. They have probably a different graphic on it. You know, I'm just happy that I've got one. I really don't want more than one of the book. Um, That's the only thing I can, you know, I've had to download. You can download your lists. You can download your lists as a spreadsheet or a CSV file, which I'm not sure what it that is.
That is comma various based.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it's comma instead of tabs.
Ah, I see. So you can download a spreadsheet of what you have or what you need or a complete book list. And, according to her website, currently there are 467 unique titles and 238 variations cataloged in her database. A lot of friggin' game books. Her complete list shows, you know, the ones that are no longer in game two by a strikeout. If they're stricken out, that means that you can no longer, they're no longer available in game, but you may have them. They have the item. She has them. She has the item listing. So if I cut and paste this in, you can be able to link this one. This is one that's no longer in game, but there's the link for it. And you can still bring it up and you can still look at it. And yes, it is a stack of books. Which I thought was interesting. I mean, she's got it all. I don't know how, but she does. And then you can go in and you can look at the list of bookers. I'm a booker. I am in the top five.
Nice.
I'm really happy about that. I'm in the top five, so.
I'd probably be in the bottom five.
Well, it says I have 379 standard books. And I have 24 variants. In other words, they're variant ones that you can't get in game anymore, probably. I have 12 certificates. Only standard and variants are taking into account for the total book count. Certificates and player written books are separate, so I can keep a list of all my player written books too. So I'm like really happy. But anyway, so you can make a, you know, an account here, and you can upload your house file. You can get a look at, see what books you've got, what books you still need, how many books do you have total, you know, and it's wonderful. She told me about this back at Fanfare, and I was meaning to do this sooner, but I didn't want to hassle with my books because my house was so full I couldn't put any more books in. I had some in the bank. It was like, well, I'm just going to wait until I can move.
Mm.
And moving into this place was quite interesting since Hrothgar made it so the moving crate cannot hold any more than what the house can. So if your house has a maximum of 500 items, that means the moving crate can only hold 500 items.
Oh,
but
I thought there wasn't.
But you can have the house with 500 items in it, and then you put another 500 into your moving crate.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So when I moved, my poor little moving crate was going. It was gonna burst.
Well, you know, they did that so you can save different house layouts for the holidays.
You can save different house layouts, you know, and I thought that was great. So I went and I spent the station cash to get the personal house expander item, which gave me 200 more. The Craig Manor starts out with 6. A lot of people on the boards feel it should have started with 700 item count, which I almost agree. Because it's such a big place.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and I spent the got the expander, which gave me another 200. So that put me up to 800 items in the house. And you got to remember, I was coming out of a magical house that I had already upped, and I had 700 items, and you know, not counting the books. The books, most of the books didn't count, but I had like over 1,000 items in that place. So, and then I got a player-made expander item. So that puts me up to 900. I can put 900 items in this house. That means I can also have 900 in my crate. But my crate was still overflowing at that point. So I had to hastily drag out 100 items or so of my crate so I could actually, I could put stuff down, but I couldn't put anything back in the crate.
Right.
So that's why the room across from where I'm building the library is sort of a storage area, because I kind of took out all my paintings, all my rugs, and just sort of threw them up in there for the time being, so I could start, you know, messing around. And but wow, I didn't know I had that many bullets. And come find out, it looks like I've got about. Oh, hang on a second. I gotta have my spreadsheet around and move down on it. Let's see. List of what I have and need. Okay, what do I need still? There's about 42 books that I still need that I can get in game. Some of them are ones that I need to go do some quests at in Hallis, and a couple other places. A couple more items I need to buy. A couple of them are. I'll probably have to have Crema buy the Heretic Chanting Podium, because that's a Freeport City faction item. And then there's like a collection scroll that I need to get. Some of these books I have to go camp a zone that I can't handle by myself, but I might be able to take on the trash mobs at the entrance. And just beat them down and keep hoping for pages. And the other ones are just spots that I've got to go camp for the books, and they're supposed to drop. Let's see, there's a riddle, there's a couple of them in here that I'll have to wait till I can catch a guide that's doing that event. One I have to wait till next time we... Hang on a second. Next time we have Tinkerfest, there's a book that the guides give out for a quest during that time. So I'm figuring, after looking at this, there's a good 20 of them that probably won't take me that long to get, and the rest up will be a little harder. But there's one L&I I haven't finished, but it's one that's tied in with another quest that I've got to do that I need to find a group to go in and do. It's just one of those things, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably start it if I buy one of the creature's items, which would usually trigger the book, but you know, I'm just kind of holding off for the time being.
Right.
But let's see. I'm halfway through putting up my L&I weapons to the L&L books, which will probably be all I will do tonight. I mean, last night all I did was put up all my races down below.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll do my zones, and then I've got magic mouths I'll put around, and then I'll do some reference books, you know. So you look at a book, and if you're looking for a specific thing, you know, you can find it fairly quickly, you know. Oh my god. This is gonna take me a while to decorate this place.
I think you ought to get Santa Di to help you.
She would just throw the books in a pile and light it and walk away.
Yep.
So you gonna get one to play one? I mean, I know you keep debating.
I always have the option. So I'll think about it. If I move out of my skiff, I'm definitely going to be saving the layout just in case I want to go back to it. Because I'll always have the skiff, too. So
now, there's a couple places in here I'm not sure what I'm going to do with.
Well, that's my problem. You know? I mean, I take a look at that place that looks like the entrance to Mistmoor. And what the hell am I going to do in there?
I'm going to put my bedroom up there. I'm going to put my hot tub up there and a bathroom and stuff.
Oh, all right.
And then, like I said, this area outside of the library, I'm going to turn into like a bar area, a little living room area, a little snack area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to... And then the front entryway, I'll have something in the center that's dramatic and bold and wonderful to look at.
I still say you ought to go to the Unrest server and check out Win-Win's place.
I will. But the thing that gets me is what I'm going to do with this area that leads to the balcony. Okay. There's this, you know, I got the sides over here, and then there's more stairs, and then a flat area, and then a big, long staircase, and a big flat area with a couple areas off of it. I'm not sure what I'm going to do in here.
Not a clue.
I don't know. I mean, for you, you could turn it into a friggin' theater quite easily.
I would have to check the distance, you know, because text, the regular text talking doesn't go very far.
And the seats are the stairs.
We'll see.
But you could block it all off, and they just have to teleport her out to the balcony, yeah, outside. Out here, now that's a whole nother kettle of fish. You know, what I want to do out here is really easy. Oh wow! Huh? I just noticed. I got birds that are flying around out here.
I thought they were bats.
Are they bats?
I'm pretty sure they're bats.
Well, they're flying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching them. Let me see where they go.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. They're flying around.
Do they poop
on
you?
They got a pattern like a bat. Like a bat would fly.
Yeah.
They're flying around the mountain now. That's cool. Whoa! Yeah, they're bats. They just dive bombed me over the balcony. I just had a bunch of them fly over the balcony. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, definitely. Go out to the balcony and watch the bats fly. That was cool. They fly right next to the balcony. It's like they head around back of the mountain here, and then they come over the top. And then they just dive bomb down along the front of the balcony and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
But that was cool. Up, starting to turn night. I can see the stars in the sky. It's black out here, too.
You better get inside. You're going to get bit by something.
Yeah, right.
Like a vampire weasel.
So I wonder if I have a really good sunset. I mean, there comes the bats again.
They're coming.
This is
to
cool.
Kill you.
I like watching them. They're neat.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if I could, they go right next to. Wonder if I could leave out little bits of food and, you know, train them pigeons.
Little bits of food for bats? What are you gonna leave them? A rat?
No, bugs and stuff. I don't know.
Leave them a rotunga?
Yeah. No! What are you doing? It would have to be like, you know, rotten fruit that has flies and bugs, then they'll eat that.
Yeah.
Ooh, so the sun is going down. I'm wondering if I'm going to have any sort of sunset.
Sundown, you better take care.
Because I can look straight up and I can see the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And the bats are flying.
The darkness.
I like it. I like my place. I have lots of room.
I'm being asked by Clorny what I thought of the fez-wearing otters. I think they're pretty cool looking. For the Lotazel plushie.
Uh-huh.
They're pretty cool.
I didn't notice that there's tents on that thing.
Yep, I saw that.
I had to look really close. Somebody goes, yeah, they've got tents on it. I went, what are you with the tents with? With the tents.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was sleeping for a long time. So,
yeah, I did.
So the off-beer, you know, made him into an island.
He's humongous. I didn't think he'd be that big. I just didn't think, you know,
Well,
but the Otterman said that they rode him over. It was like, okay.
Well,
I didn't know you guys slept on him.
In EverQuest 1, he was about the size of an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's been 500 years. It's a one big
fucking like Grimfeather.
Turtle.
Grimfeather got humongous.
Oh, yeah.
Lodi got humongous.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's so cute.
The Offmere got the greatest,
cute.
The greatest skill of them all imbued upon them, fez making.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing fezes. It's like Morocco mole.
from the Secret Squirrel Show.
You remember him, don't you?
Yeah. I kind of wish, after you do the quest for that, that you could go back and visit them. But they disappear from the beach. So you can't talk to them no more. Or you can't go see him and say, oh, he's cute. Look at that, so cute.
Elitist off-mare.
All right, you've done our bidding. Now off with you.
I think Othmir should be the new race. Should be a new playable race with the next expansion. That's what I think.
Now, you're not the only one. You were saying, you know, I got mine... When did I get my, my place? A couple days ago?
Yeah.
Saturday? Sunday?
And I get
the
a
weekend?
Week.
Friday? Was it Friday?
Friday or Thursday, something like that.
Yeah, and you hadn't.
And I'm not going to get it for God next week.
The magic number is 2,555.
Yep, and I'm at 2,547. So it's going to be next week.
You're not the only one. There's other people, too, that started at the beginning.
Yep.
They don't believe their accounts have lapsed at all. And they still have to wait.
Hmm. I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
Well, it also has to do with your expansions. If you didn't purchase an expansion...
Ah.
You know, the expansions...
Well, no.
The expansions give you an extra 90 days each.
I know, but it's not a whole 90 days. It's like 10 days, a week difference between me and them. So they're like you and I.
I don't know. Not a clue. Winwin got hers the same time you did. But I did let mine lapse a bit. You know, short on money, waiting for the paycheck, that kind of thing, you know.
Hmm. I don't know what
happened. I don't know. I'm not in a huge hurry anyway, so no problem.
Yeah, but I think it was interesting. You know, a lot of people just can't wait to get into them. There's a debate on the forums about, you know, some people feel that it wasn't a worthy gift. I think it is.
Free house? I would think so.
Free house? Come on, guys. With the ability of expanding it up to 9. But it's one thing I do agree with. I wish it would have started out with 700.
Yeah. For a house that big...
Yeah.
You really need more space in there.
And the ability to have more items. Because it's a large... It's not... It's just large in size.
Rowan is saying that HUD and her got... theirs like an hour apart, but yet his is 10 days apart from hers. I don't know. Whatever. Just out of curiosity.
A little funny.
Slash little claim. Funny. Nope, it's not there.
And then I got my place in Freeport. I think because my magical house was in Freeport, and I kind of like the exotic fact that I'm living in Freeport, but I'm allied with Kinos. And I can get around. It gives me just a different way of getting around.
Yeah.
I mean, if I want to run out to Freeport or a city, you know, if I want to go to somebody's place in Freeport, I just go to the guild hall, zap to my house, and step outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And it, what the hell was I about to say? Or at least they made it so it's not on the beaten path. You know, it's not in the path of any epic level guards or anything like that.
No, it's pretty easy to get to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I can always call friends over, and friends can call other friends over.
And you know, you can't say that for Kinos, though. There are guards that run
that
area.
Oh, there's big Oh, yeah, and they nailed Crema, because Crema got her skiff over there. I thought, well, we'll put Crema's skiff over there in case I need to do something. I can get to it easy, because there's no easy way for me to get to her house. And she's been nailed a couple times, just exiting the thing.
Yep.
They're saying in channel that it would have made sense 7 years, that World War 7 item house. 700 item house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, you know what? You got a free freaking house. Don't complain. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I'm having the ability to spread my books out and build a nice grand library, so.
Now, I saw something on TV today, and of course, Eric, the boy, confirmed it, that I think is actually a good idea for their next expansion, and I think they ought to do it to EQ1.
What?
They're destroying the entire world.
Oh, and wow.
In World of Warcraft. Yeah. They are destroying the entire world, and basically, you're starting a brand new game.
Yes.
You're starting an entire new landscape. And I think they need to do that to EQ1. Redo.
One of the reasons they're doing that is because with the flying mounts that they brought out in the Burning Crusades, you were able to use a flying mount in that zone, but you couldn't use your own personal flying mount in the older zones because they had not created graphics to do that.
So they didn't want
people going places where they weren't supposed to.
Gotcha.
Sort of like EverQuest, too. That's why we can't have... Eventually, we will have flying mounts, but, you know.
Yeah.
So that was one reason.
Well, we're going to have flying mounts with the next expansion, but the older zones, you won't be able to fly.
Yep, same reason. So that's one reason, the whole world structure is being redone. Totally, everything. Mm-hmm. The landscapes will never look the same after this point because the dragon that's down in the center of the earth is healed. He's an earth dragon. And he's breaking out, so he's creating a cataclysm.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I wonder where they got that idea from.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as the commercial aired, Elkin and I both were like, "Oh, I wonder where they got that idea." Oh, we just had a ding in guild. Fremur is now level 69. Level 69. So congratulations, Fremur. And there's your day.
So that ought to be interesting. I might pop over and... Well, I'll probably look over the boy's shoulder to see how much things have changed.
Okay, I guess I can allow that. But I think in EQ1... I mean, I hopped on EQ1 the other day. Yesterday, actually. For the first time in a long time. I log in, and I'm running around stuff, and the first thing that pops up on one of the global channels was, "Where's Beholder's Maze?" And no one could answer the guy. And the only thing I could respond with is, "Gah!" I spent 6 months in that friggin' maze farming for jewels, because at the time that was the best place for jewelry. You know, it's in between East Karana and Runny Eye. So I answer in the guild channel. First off, I berated them completely. I say, "You know what? I haven't been in this game in a number of years, and I come back, and the first thing that pops up on my chat is people don't know where Beholder's Maze is." That saddens and appalls me. So I tell the guy, "It's in between Runny Eye and East Karana." He goes, "Great. Where's Runny Eye?" Oh! So I had the guy take the Plane of Knowledge portal down to Misty Thicket, and I led him there. I did my good deed for the year. And then I asked him, "So why are you here anyway?" "Oh, I'm looking for King Zorb." Apparently, he stumbled across an ancient quest. There was a quest for some sort of elemental staff or something like that. And he was doing it just for the hell of it.
Well, you have to applaud him for that at least, okay?
Okay, I'll applaud him for that. The problem is, Zorb has been broken for years. Unless they fixed him, and I doubt they did, because he's very ancient old world content. I mean, like I said, I camped in there for 6 months, and I only saw him once. Yeah, they're talking right now. Can you imagine running from Otis to Kelothin? I did that, and that was actually the very first in-game video that I did. I did a time lapse.
Yes.
I remember Otis watching all the way to Kelothin. And then I sped it up. From Otis to Kelothin in 10 minutes, when it actually took me a couple of hours. Oh, anyway. So that was my adventure in DQ1 this week. And they redid High Keep, High Pass.
They did.
Yeah, well, they're going one zone at a time and, like, redoing them to try to make them look more like EQ2. To try to fit them together. They redid High Keep, but they haven't done Kithagore. They've done Misty Thicket, but haven't done Riverdale.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of schedule they're on, but whatever. But I'll give them this. What they have done looks good. Anyway. I think I'm going to sing.
Okay. I'm going to go quiet.
So we haven't had any live singing in a while because I installed Win 7 and sharing files between Win 7 and Win XP, not that easy. But I did figure it out. So I'm going to go ahead and silence the background music there. And let's see. What are we going to sing? I think we can do this one. Do a little Dark Elf Wizard. And we'll load that up there.
Sad the China doll, that redhead dark elf wizard,
she'll be the death of us all.
She dances round the fire, flames like her supple skin. Moonlight sharply glistens, her hair's a flowing mane. Raindrops come to cool her, to the scorched earth they fall. That green-eyed dark elf wizard,
she'll be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard, all it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, and that's all it took. How does that armor stay on?
I don't know.
It defies gravity.
She causes such distractions, no group will let her in. That doesn't stop her from getting gifts from men.
It's such a sin!
She has no shame as she dances in woods or marble halls. The precocious dark elf wizard will be the
death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard. All it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, and that's all it took.
Her nature, she would say, can't help the eyes that wander during nightly sky-clad play. But look, don't touch, I warn you, to the heart deceived stall. She's a level 80 wizard.
She'll be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard. Takes his one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed. That's all it took. She's a dark elf wizard.
dance for us all. She'll kill us all.
All righty, let's go ahead and move on to the next song. A little Den Mom.
The Den Mom has got it going on. The Den Mom has got it going on. The Den Mom has got it going on. The Den Mom has got it going on.
Before I log into play, acting cool. I'll check for patch day updates. I'm a crafting fool. What new wonders await in Trade Skill Halls? Culinary delights within these walls. Did my recipe books get altered late at night? Did they give or did they take? Den Mom will show me right. The Den Mom has got it going on. In backpacks, Friday, for scrolls to go along. Recipes and more, Trade Skill got a screen foot four. I'm always logging on to EQ trainers with Den Mom. Den Mom, do you remember all those sub-combines?
In your mind.
Alts for potions and sewing, wasting time.
I'm well,
I wish we had those kits like in EQ1.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break, a click and you're done. I get so lonely crafting by myself. With Den Mom on my mind, rolling pin, wielding milf.
The Den Mom has got it going on. In backpacks, writing the scrolls to come along. Recipes and more, Trade Skill got us 3 foot four.
I'm always logging on to EQ trainers with Den Mom.
Den Mom has got it going on.
She's got it going on. Waiting and waiting. I'm always logging on. Oh, we all love Den Mom. What would we do without Den Mom?
And more, Trade Skill got us 3 foot four.
I'm always longing on to EQ trainers with Den Mom.
Alrighty. Gonna move on to the next song here.
I met him in Kinos outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards wouldn't wait to kill the dark pod.
I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back time after time. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw.
Whoa, ho, that Fippy Dark Paw.
Well, I'm just starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little no-pouch, that Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His death toll surpasses the Riverville Trout's. Fippy Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Oh ho, that Fippy Dark Paw.
Oh,
I started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gate. He should have got back up, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A no kebab waiting on his unhinged haste. Fippy DARPA, F-I-P-P-Y, DARPA. Go hold that Fippy DARPA. F-I-P-P-Y, DARPA. Go hold that Fippy DARPA. I'm walking around, I hear barking sounds. He falls to the ground, got it before the guards. But it really didn't seem all that hard. He can't take a hint, he can't read the signs. The guards lay him out time after time. Fippy DARPA, F-I-P-P-Y, DARPA. Knowles will be Knowles and guards will be guards. He just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy DARPA, F-I-P-P-Y, DARPA. That little Knowles' brain is really a mess. Some kind of death wish keeps him coming, I guess. Well, I'm moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll be charging and getting killed till they cancel this game. He's got no further story and no further lore. The dev team must have been really, really bored to make the DARPA, F-I-P-P-Y, DARPA. Whoa, ho, that Fippy DARPA. DARPA, F-I-P-P-Y, DARPA. Ho, ho, that Fippy DARPA. F-I-P-P-Y, DARPA. Ho, ho, that Fippy DARPA. DARPA, F-I-P-P-Y, DARPA. Ho, ho, that Fippy DARPA. F-I-P-P-Y, DARPA. Ho, ho, that Fippy DARPA.
Okay, now before I move on to the next song, we did have a ding in guild. Boonika, who we just call Nika, is now a level 26 bruiser, so congratulations to Nika. And there's your ding. And we're going to move right along here to this one. Something wrong in Peniel the way, the drop-off's looking grim. You're all in for a bruise surprise. You take your hands in your fate with every corner of that you miss. My life just flashed before my eyes. The air falling off the edge. Falling off the edge. Falling off the edge. Falling off the edge. I'm bringing news to the Moonfield camp, hunting kobolds and their kin. Getting knocked back tonight. Running and dodging void men, pay attention to where I've been. One misstep and you'll see why. Cause you're falling off the edge. Falling off the edge. Falling off the edge. Falling off the edge. Tell me what you think about Featherfall. Safe fall, think you're safe, but baby, I've got some terrible news. Tripping on a pebble, got your little heart racing. Flail your arms, you'll soon be facing a fall that won't end. You're finished, my friend. Falling and falling and falling and then. I gotta put something.
a sign, a guard, or a fence. Nothing at all, we're all gonna fall. Maybe I should maybe take my pants.
Last live song for tonight.
Well, you can steal our loot, just grab it all and scoot. You can wander off and then get aggro. You can tease the orcs, call them a bunch of dorks, seem like a jerk to everyone you know. You can bring a train in sunshine or in rain. Go pull an epic dragon, we'll be lunch. But if you swing that axe, I'll kick your little ass. You're just that kind of guy, I've got a hunch. Don't steal my note, this routine is getting old. I started cutting lumber, here you jerk. Too much time on your hands, in Wood Mountain and Sands. You're going half as fast for twice the work. Woo! Frozen ice, you never play nice. Start mining rocks right behind my back. The dens in number two, you're laughing, being rude. I'm gonna turn around and kick your sack. Not just a pain to me, you're on hit list from A to Z. They're lining up to smack you on the head. Harvest and live in hell, you're doing it just to sell. Everyone in the zone wishes you were dead. Don't steal my wood, I'll rough you up real good. I need to make some arrows, can't you see? You're stealing all the rocks, every zone around the clock. Kinda makes me wish I played on PvP. Don't steal my tin, patience is where it been. We all like to beat you with a stick or tie you in a bag. You trade skill farming hag, throw you in the river and watch you sink. Don't steal my ore just to sell it in your store. There's not a single node that you pass. Just find underneath my skin, it's a fight that we can't win. We'd like to round you up and kick your ass.
Alrighty, and that's it for live singing for this week. Elquin, are you there? Hello, Elquin.
Yes.
Earth to Elquin. There she is. All right. That's it for live singing this week. It's good to sing live again. I miss it. Of course, all you get to hear is my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough for you? Do you love my voice?
Yeah, I do.
You do? I love you, baby.
I love you.
All right, folks, that's it for the Gentle Silverwing Show for November 9th, 2010. Got any shout-outs tonight, Elton?
To everybody in the LOK and the Arcane Masters.
Yes, the Arcane Masters, your new guild. Are you having fun?
Yep.
hunting, fighting, crafting.
Well, lately I've done a little grouping, but basically I've been stuck in the manor with my books. And probably will be until I get this done.
Yeah, it's going to take you a long time.
That's okay. I wanted something to do, and this gives me something to do.
Yeah, well, now you know why I was locked up in my house for over a week. Not easy. It's not easy being green. Or blue. Cobalt.
Or indigo.
What was the red armor? The red armor.
An EQ1, you mean? The red armor and EQ1 was Rubicite.
Ah, Rubicite.
Yes, Rubicite. I remember it well. Scorpius, you are mad. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. All right, folks, that's it for this week. I promise I'll have this week's podcast. Oh, wait a minute. Before I make any promises, did I set this thing up to record?
Yeah. He lost last week's.
Yeah, let's make sure of that. Yes, it is recording. I will get it up.
If not, we'd have to do the show all over.
No! But yeah, I haven't recorded. I will get it up tomorrow. I'll get the show podcast up tomorrow. Online Gaming Radio. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Legion of Kithacor, Arcane Masters, the Moon Shadows, folks at the Maiden's Fancy. You know what? I'll even give a shout out to the Knights of Freeport. They have a new leader, you know.
Oh, they do?
Taddeus has retired.
Who do they got now?
Mask.
Oh!
Yes, Mask is now the new official leader of the Knights of Freeport. So there you go. Congratulations to Mask. May his reign be bloody and violent. Wait, it already has been. Yeah. Anyway. All right, folks, that's it. We'll see you next week. I'll have this podcast up at Online Gaming Radio tomorrow. And now, the brand new ending shtick. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesehead Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the UK.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.